Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the WWE Podcast, the most passionate and authentic wrestling analysis on the web. We've got you covered with every Raw, SmackDown, and NXT show, giving you a no bullshit opinion. We know you love wrestling. We do too. So let's get this show underway.
And that's the bottom line. What? Because Stone Cold said so.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Highs and Lows in Wrestling. My name is Mimi Burris, and I am excited to jump into this week with you guys. So let's get right to it. This week was a weird week. I think this is the first week in a while I could say without a doubt that I think NXT won the Wednesday Night Wars, and not specifically because NXT was anything, you know, fantastic, but more so just because AEW kind of sucked this week. And we had, Randy Orton is a luchador now, and it's SmackDown with Paul Heyman supposedly almost being in a match. It was a weird week, but like I said, I'm excited to talk about it with you guys. So, but before we do that, I just want to say real quick on a more less sandboxy note, I'm super grateful for, the opportunity, whether there's one person listening or 100 or nobody or whatever, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be able to talk wrestling with you guys, and have an outlet to be able to talk about this fun thing that this weird bond that all wrestling fans share, as especially the closet ones and whatever, it's just been, I don't know if I'm dictating myself well, but this has been something super special for me, and in my life right now, just dealing with a lot of health stuff, a lot of ups and downs, and no pun intended, I guess, a lot of highs and lows in my own life, with some, pet health stuff, my own health, this doctor and that doctor, and to be able to escape all that and just, you know, hop in front of a mic and talk to nobody, but also talk to you guys about the thing that I've loved since, you know, as far as I can remember, is a great gift, and I don't take it for granted. And so, you know, if you're listening to this, thank you. You give me an opportunity to do this, and this is my favorite thing that I get to do usually in the week. So with all that cheesy stuff being said, I just wanted to throw that out there, and now we can move on and talk about what we're really here to hear and what we're really here to discuss, and that is This Week in Wrestling and what was done well, what was done not so well, and hopefully we can talk about any ways to fix it. So let's jump right in. So typically we start off with a low for the week, and that trend is going to continue, so we can end the show on a high note. Before we get into the official low for the week, there was a lot of stuff in wrestling this week. That was crap. Like I said, I think earlier in the show, it was a lot of crap wrestling this week between the ropes, you know, outside on the mic, all this stuff. There was a lot of crap wrestling programs this week. And to start off with that, I guess there was AEW as an entire show was pretty awful this week. And as a pure wrestling fans show is what they kind of claim to be, the wrestling was terrible for the most part. And, you know, they had their high spots as AEW always does, but the amount of botches as a whole during the show, like the numerous amount of botches from there must have been at least one or two in every match, took me out of the moment in every single match. And I would never make a botch this the low for the week or the official low for the week, because I think everybody is worthy of a bad match, bad mistakes. You know, Chris Jericho messed up the lion salt in the main event on that show for probably like the first time in his career that I can remember. It was hard to watch. It was scary for a brief moment. But and everybody's allowed to have their mess ups. You know, this is wrestling. The stuff that these guys do in the ring, especially on AEW, is things that I couldn't even fathom trying. So I'm not going to claim or try to pretend like I could, or that I could imagine how much work goes into these the matches that they put on and the moves that they're able to do. But you know, when you have that many botches in an entire show, not just a match but an entire show, it takes me right out of the moment. It reminds me that what I'm watching right now is scripted and worked, so uncomfortable. And there's this weird Young Bucks segment at Kenny Omega's house that was so full of a million plot holes, and I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but AEW as a whole this week sucked, plain and simple. There was the Asuka playground thing, Alexa Bliss's playground with Asuka, unfreaking comfortable. I'm sure I'll get into more of this stuff on the Week in Review with Matt this week, so I won't go into everything, but let me just tell you that I was uncomfortable watching that, and it was awkward and weird, and that is your Raw Women's Champion. And also the, you know, that 500 something day winning streak in NXT and in WWE. Remember, she had that whole thing. She's supposed to be this awesome badass, but she's cowering away in the ring. It was tough. It was tough to watch, and I'm again fathomed by how terrible Raw is every week. On top of that, we had the NXT the Fight Pit, which wasn't a bad match, but when you hype something up that much, you better be able to back it up, and these guys didn't. There was no cool spot where I could say, like, at least, oh my god, I can't believe they did that, or whatever. The ending was okay, in my opinion. You know, the rest of NXT I thought was actually pretty good, but I was severely disappointed in that match. I had higher expectations out of these two guys, Timothy Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa, and they did not deliver, in my opinion. Not to say that, you know, it wasn't hard-hitting, but it wasn't the hard-hitting that would get you excited about a match called The Fight Pit. And with all the, I don't know if accolades is the right word. No, that's not the right word. All the hype, let's just stick with hype. All the hype that that came along with that, it did not live up to it. So, like I said, a couple of things this week, but I want to get into the official low for the week and just move on so we can talk about some good stuff going on in wrestling. And that was Matt Riddle specifically Matt Riddle and the Hurt Business. You know, I'll leave the Lucha House Party out of this one. But so first off, you know, if you watched Raw this week, you saw that backstage segment, I assume, with Matt Riddle and the Hurt Business, and Matt Riddle doing his typical, you know, chillax, stoner thing, whatever. I'm kind of in the gray area about it. I don't love it. I don't hate it. But this was clearly a pre-taped thing, right? Not live, pre-taped thing. And the cameraman cuts to Bobby Lashley when Bobby Lashley goes to stomp on Matt Riddle's foot. Just utterly shows that Bobby Lashley stomps thin air and stomps the cement ground, not even remotely close to Matt Riddle's foot, in my opinion. They could have even tried to do a little bit better than that. And they catch it on camera that he doesn't hit his foot whatsoever, right? Not at all. I don't think I'm crazy. I'm sure you guys saw this too. It's just, it was so baffling to me. I had to go back and watch this multiple times to make sure I wasn't seeing things. Completely missed his foot, right? And they decided, you know what? This back and forth between the Hurt Business and Matt Riddle was so good. We are not going to get this organic energy out of these guys again. Let's just throw this one up. This is like a 3-hour television show that you put on live TV every week. You've got a million people in the back working on editing, producing, writing, whatever. One dude couldn't have caught the fact that Bobby Lashley didn't even stomp on Matt Riddle's foot. All he did was stomp on the ground. Like, I don't even want to call this a botch. This was just terrible. This was just bad. Bad everything. I was disheartened when I watched this, and discouraged in the amount of attention to detail that WWE pays to its product. Clearly is falling to be less and less and less every week.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com. And live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I really think this company is just in it to make the money out of the sponsors and stuff right now. And they just expect us to continue to watch the terrible program that they're putting on every week. I want to know who the heck let this get on live TV, because oof is all I can say, I guess. Oof. And then the match was all right. But the reason, I guess, this is part of the low for the week for me is that, why the heck is the Hurt Business having some dissension? Like, it is like Zelina Vega's faction all over again. You know, you can't even get off the ground before we're breaking you up. And I'm not saying that's what they're going to do, but it sure seems like it. And every time they've done this in the past, we're like, all right, we'll have faith. Maybe WWE is just being WWE and everything will be all right. Like, nope, probably not, because it never has been before. And I swear, if this group breaks up with the tag team championships, the one good faction, in my opinion, I don't think you want to consider Paul Heyman, Roman Reigns, and Jey Uso a faction. So the one good faction in this company, they're going to break up. Maybe they will fill their time slot with Retribution. You know, I hope not. I don't know what the point of this is. I think it's nice to give Cedric Alexander some depth to his character, make him a little cocky guy, whatever. I'm cool with that. But, like, cool down on it, WWE. You know, cool down, writers. Like, let this group flourish. They're entertaining to watch. I like the Hurt Business. MVP is the MVP on the mic. No pun intended. You know, I really think if they gave this group a chance, they could do a lot of great things. And I think Bobby Lashley, if you keep him off the microphone and just let MVP talk to him, could be in contention for the world title. I really believe that. I think this group has got a lot of legs to it, and they're killing me with this stuff. So I swear, if this group breaks up, I might just leave Raw out of my highs and lows for the week because this show is painful enough to watch as it is, and they're about to take the one high spot, no pun intended again, the one high spot away from me, which is the Hurt Business. So that's my low for the week. I'm still, guys, baffled by the stomping on the cement, and they put that on TV. Like, film it again. Just film it again. You've got a script, read it off again, film it again, and make sure the camera isn't on each other's feet, or I don't know, figure something out. You're a freaking pro wrestling company with millions of dollars and tons of editors and whatever, and you can't figure out, maybe we should cut the part out. Like, you could just crop it, you know, from a video editing perspective. You could have just cropped that. You didn't even need to refilm it. Awful, awful stuff. So that's my low for the week. Probably one of my lows, lowest of lows of all time, in my opinion. And maybe I'm zoning too much into one tiny thing, but I don't think I am. I think this is just absolutely terrifying that WWE pays no attention to detail anymore on their own product. So I'm done. I'm done talking about the crap for the week. Let's move into some good stuff, please. Because I am talking myself out of ever watching the WWE product ever again. So again, high stuff for the week. There was some good stuff this week. I'm not gonna say it was all crap. There was a lot of great stuff on SmackDown, I thought. I loved the whole Kevin Owens coming out at the end. It was nice to see Kevin Owens get like an up one, like a, what am I saying? Getting an up, getting a plus one. I don't know what the expression is. Kevin Owens getting one. I think, is it just getting, you know what? Kevin Owens being able to put Roman Reigns through a table. Let's put it that way. It was nice to see Kevin Owens get one under his belt. Let's say that. Because I don't know about you guys. I don't think anybody was actually interested in seeing Paul Heyman versus Adam Pearce. It gave me like weird flashbacks from like Eric Bischoff versus Paul Heyman crap. I don't want to see these two guys wrestle. I mean, Adam Pearce looks like he's in great shape. Paul Heyman does not. Never has. Paul Heyman should stick to what he's good at on the mic. And so it was nice that this match actually didn't happen. And we got to see at the end of the day, Kevin Owens get a little up one on Roman Reigns. It was predictable, but it was nice to see. So that was awesome to watch. I thought that match, I think I said on NXT, was really good between the first Tony Storm and Mercedes Martinez versus Casey Catanzaro, and I am totally blanking on her partner's name, and I'm not even going to try to look it up, but that match, no offense to anybody, I'm just terrible with names, but that women's tag team match was incredible, I thought. That move from Casey Catanzaro was great. You know, the landing wasn't perfect, but whatever. It was like a modified, version of Pac's finisher, which I also can't remember the name of right now. But some good wrestling on across all brands, you know, this week. But overall, one specific high for the week goes to Ricochet versus AJ Styles on Monday Night Raw this week. Like a close second. I mean, not a close second. Excuse me. It was a close pick between Cesaro and Dolph Ziggler and Ricochet and AJ Styles. But I'm gonna give this one to Ricochet and AJ Styles because it was really nice to see Ricochet get a little TV time and get to, you know, put a great match on with someone who's talented. I believe is probably, if not the most, one of the most talented guys in the ring ever, in any wrestling company ever, is AJ Styles. This match was incredible. Like I said, Cesaro, Dolph Ziggler was also incredible. It was great to see, you know, them be able to, it was weird, kind of heel versus heel, but whatever, I don't care. It was just nice to see good wrestling on WWE, and you know, though, that especially this Ricochet AJ Styles thing, which I want to talk specifically about, was hey guys, we got 15 minutes to fill, or we got 10 minutes to fill on this 3-hour dreaded show, can you put together a match real quick? And these two guys were like, hell yeah, we can, and put on the one good thing on Monday Night Raw, really, besides, I guess, I also want to say that the Asuka, as much as that playground thing stunk, the Asuka Alexa Bliss match was really good. I liked what they did there. I thought that was to my liking, although it was weird. I enjoyed it. So, but again, focusing specifically on the high for the week, which is AJ Styles and Ricochet. I mean, these guys, what do you expect when you put these two guys in a ring? You know, even if they had no time to prepare for this match, which I guarantee they didn't, and they got little time, you know, I could have watched this match for 30 minutes rather than half the stuff on Raw. They put on the one thing that I was excited to watch. I remember I was watching, I don't watch Raw live a lot. If anything, I'll watch it a little bit afterwards, but I just don't get home from work in time sometimes. And so I was watching it back. And I was like, I think I had to run up and grab something to eat or go to the bathroom or whatever. And I was like, and I heard that Ricochet and AJ Styles were having a match. And I was like, oh, wait, no, let me come back. Because this is the one part of Monday Night Raw I'm actually going to be interested in. And it was the case. The finish to this match was absolutely unbelievable. So unbelievable, I think I'm going to give you guys some audio from it. You know, if you didn't get to see it, go watch this match. It's not going to take a lot of your time because Raw didn't give him any time, but I want to play the audio at the finish of this match for you guys. So if you did watch it, you can relive the few seconds of joyous television on this terrible program.
Oh, and all the power of Styles!
Oh, you got to be kidding me!
You got to be kidding
me! Styles Clash.
Yes, he did! AJ Styles just did that! Cover! Styles puts away Ricochet!
So if you guys didn't get to or didn't get a chance to watch Raw this week and see that, or if you just want to relive one of the best moments in Raw history that I can remember in a while, and I might be overstating that, but I don't know. I thought this was incredible. AJ Styles. I think Ricochet goes to jump off the ropes. AJ Styles catches him. Ricochet lands on his stomach on the ropes. AJ Styles catches Ricochet off the ricochet of the ropes. Into a Styles Clash. My description of it does not do it credit. Again, can't stress it enough. If you didn't see this, go watch this match. Unbelievable. There was another great part in this match where Ricochet jumped out to the outside or something and Amos caught him. I'm going to say that one confidently this week and just stick with Amos. And then the referee was like, drop him, just drop him. And he was like, all right. And he just dropped him. And the thud he made on the ground, it was just... This whole thing was so beautifully put together.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I don't know if they had any help putting this match together. I doubt it because this was different from most things you get to see on Raw. So my high for the week goes for this specifically because this was the one time I popped, you know, pretty much in the 3 hours that I was watching this show. And these two guys are just class workers. I could go on a rant about Ricochet right now. And, you know, there was some news about how he might be being released or maybe not. And that he, you know, denied those rumors that he's going to be around for a lot longer. His contract is until like 2024 or something like that, 2022. WWE has got one of the greatest wrestlers on their hands and they're not doing anything with him. So it was nice to be able to get to see Ricochet, have some spotlight. I don't know why he had to qualify for the Royal Rumble. I actually think Adam Pearce tweeted something out to clarify all this stuff. I'm not going to bore you guys with all that information. You can go look it up if you want to, but either way, despite all this, this match was incredible. Go watch it if you haven't. Speaking of incredible matches, that is a beautiful transition into my random match recommendation for this week, which is going to be none other than Royal Rumble 2017, John Cena versus none other than AJ Styles. These two guys had a bunch of amazing matches together, you know, dream matches to some people. This one, probably the best out of all of them. You know, there was a lot of homage to their other matches. I think it was on the shorter side of their matches, actually, if you want to compare them. But this match is just fun to watch. Some real emotion behind both guys. John Cena's the kind of guy you can boo him when he goes out there. But towards the end of the match, you are just captivated into what he's doing. And, you know, things like the U.S. Open Challenge are perfect examples of that. He is a great guy to work with in the ring, especially for people like AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, you know, that kind of style. So that's my random match recommendation for the week. And with that, that means I'm done here. Thank you again, like I said at the top of the show. If you listen, I really appreciate it. It means more to me than you know. And this is something I just absolutely love doing. I love talking wrestling with you guys. So hope you have a great week. I'm excited to talk to you guys next week. And sounds like the Royal Rumble is coming up, you know, before we know it. So I'm sure we will do plenty of talking about that on the show as well. Thanks again, and I will talk to you guys next week.